Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, December 13th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. Let's handle some housekeeping and then dive back into the subject of yesterday's broadcast, which is, in simple terms, the question is, The Chosen, the TV series, is it biblical? In other words, is it godly? Is it edifying? Is it a good thing, or is it not so much a good thing? It's wildly popular, that's for sure. A lot of people watching it, CBN News and all kinds of other outlets and folks. Kirk Cameron gushed to Dallas Jenkins about it. So it's wildly popular, which is interesting because Jesus said, the world won't like you. The world didn't like me first. Actually, he said hated. So, and in the Bible, we also read that enmity, friendship with the world is enmity toward God. But somehow, the folks that are a part of The Chosen, particularly Dallas Jenkins, he's the one who's going to take, he's going to shoulder the the lion's share of the burden, because he has put himself out in front and said on a regular basis that he is the creative force, the primary creative force. It's his deal and everything. It's interesting how the biblical Jesus is sort of a frontispiece on this, and you never really hear, you don't hear anything edifying, no matter who you're listening to. And I've listened to a few people, I've listened to some interviews and things, and even those, some of the CBN interviews that you would expect, well, this is going to be good, this will be edifying. Nope, not a single one. And that whole, I am the law of Moses thing. You know, they obviously doubled down on that. And they included it in the season 3 trailer. So I am truly astonished, but not really surprised. So let's handle some housekeeping, and let's dive straight into this thing. We'll hit that first. So in the season 3 official trailer, one of the things you hear is that controversial exchange, you know. We will play it and get to that. So, housekeeping. RBN will be closed in observance of Christmas and New Year's. So we're closed for Christmas and New Year's. Closed for business December 23rd through December 26th, taking time off and, to spend time with family and so on, to be with loved ones. Also closed in observance of New Year's. Multitasking is bad for radio, by the way. And let's see what's going on there. That's weird. All right, so you perhaps have heard we are also holding a book drive. So now through January 8th, donate $100 plus for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stab Miller himself. It's still a great gift idea for that special someone in the know, or perhaps someone who should know. And so jump in and receive your opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadmiller himself. Winners are announced every Sunday evening during hour 2 of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. And entrants who do not win a book are, they carry over into the next week's drawing. So the sooner you donate, the greater your chances, greater your odds of winning. Congratulations to previous winners, Robert, Tyler, David, Ingrid, Gary, and now Sharon. Thanks to everyone for your generosity in supporting the network. You're the reason that the network continues. We appreciate that. This is week 6, and the week 6 book is The Web of Debt: The Shocking Truth About Our Money System and How We Can Break Free by Ellen Hodgson Brown. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for details. And you'll see the book drive link there, and you'll also see the week 6 link there. So check those out. And I've been doing the countdown. So the Holy Day countdown, which sounds strange, but it didn't sound strange in a bygone century. The Holy Day countdown. And I've explained why Arnold J. Toynbee informs our discretion and tells us that by way of the conversion of language, society is changed. You change the language, you completely change the civilization, actually. So, study of history, Arnold J. Toynbee tells us that. So, 12 days until Christmas, 19 days until New Year's. That's, again, it's astonishing. It's actually less than that, 11 days, 14 hours, 48 minutes and change until Christmas, and 18 days, 14 hours, 48 minutes and change until New Year's. So we're quickly coming down to the wire. And I've been doing a movie a day, and I have to laugh because when I was reviewing my list yesterday, I thought, wait a minute, Steel Magnolias was... Am I losing my mind? Because I already announced Steel Magnolias. I announced it last Tuesday. It was the movie last Tuesday. And then, you know, because I'm crazy, I replaced it last Tuesday with Joyeux Noël. Actually, I think it was a few days later. It was Thursday or Friday, I believe. It was Thursday, I think. So, you know, that's what you do when you're senile, I guess. That's what happens. I've been at this a few years, so. But that's no excuse. Like my grandfather used to say, one of the great things about Alzheimer's is that, you know, every day you meet so many new and interesting people. What do you do? So I'm going to say today's movie is Steel Magnolias, and we'll keep it there. It's not going to change. It won't decide to up and leave and maybe move into next week. It was last Tuesday, but I changed it. So inadvertently, I'm not sure why that happened or how, but so Steel Magnolias is the movie today, and some will say it's not really a Christmas movie, but now we already had that conversation last week, didn't we? So that's that. And so now we want to dive into this controversy. All right, so are we ready now? Can we play the trailer for The Chosen Season 3? Get fixed, or we're not ready.
I am.
You're losing something. I know what that's like.
What are you losing?
Time.
I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Someone touched me.
If you are really the one who is to come, should we look for someone else?
Go and tell John what you hear and see.
Who is it? Where did we stop?
It's him. I'm Judas of Keriot.
I have chosen you 12 as my apostles.
Don't feel any different?
I don't need you to feel anything to do great things.
What is stirring in your hearts? in the middle of such division and unrest, is Father God being revealed to you? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
A scourge of false prophecy must stop.
Jesus, if you do not renounce your words, we will have no choice but to follow the law of Moses.
I am the law of Moses.
They're here for Jesus of Nazareth.
More valuable than gold, more precious than rubies.
Force them out. We are still Rome.
Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
I'm the one who caused their hunger. I should be the one to feed them.
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Hey there, I'm Dallas Kreider of The Chosen.
Well, we could play that too, actually, but...
November 18th, yes, okay. Theaters, before coming to The Chosen app along with the rest of the season. And if you're not caught up, please be sure to watch seasons 1 and 2 by looking up The Chosen in the App Store or your streaming device.
All right. The reason that I think it was valuable to play that last bit, Dallas Jenkins, the creator of The Chosen, speaking, is because it is sort of emblematic of everything else that I've heard. And that is to say that it is always strangely absent any sort of reverence or really any... speaking to the things of God other than, you know, as a frontispiece. So you heard it there in the middle, about halfway through that 3-minute segment there. I am the law of Moses. So that's kind of where I want to start today. But some quick meta observations. Again, you know, just continuing from what I just mentioned. So I've never heard or seen Dallas Jenkins begin interviews, responses, etc., anything with prayer. I've never seen Dallas Jenkins chapter and verse anything, which, you know, for most of us is not a big deal. But if you are making a television series that is supposed to be representing God incarnate, I'd say it's a big deal. And you've put yourself out there as the creator of, I mean, this is, there's a serious irony in this, you know. The created being has created something that, you know, fails to reverently acknowledge its own creator. There's an irony in there. People say, well, you know, God doesn't mind. I think, for those who think that our false piety flies, I would say, you know, start reading something like Isaiah chapter 1. Anyway, I've never seen Dallas Jenkins pray in an interview or chapter and verse anything. In fact, he vacillated over Paul's Damascus Road experience. We'll be right back. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number 1, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interest as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns among the exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on
silent. I'm going to pause for a moment and take my own advice like I did yesterday. Again, this is not characteristic of the broadcast. It's not a bad thing. I'm not apologizing for it. It's just not, characteristic. And so I would hate for someone to think that, you know, this is an attempt to sneak up on anybody. It's definitely not. But I'm going to pause for a moment and pray, because this is a big deal, I would say. And so before we continue, I'll do that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to correct the error that has been put out, and to speak to the issues that clearly persist, and more importantly, the spirit that is leading folks and drawing folks away from you. Father, I pray that these broadcasts would be edifying and that they would be honoring and glorifying to you above all, and that the spell that has been cast would be broken, and that people would truly come to know you, that they would seek you, and again, that you would be honored and glorified above all in this. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the question, is The Chosen biblical, is kind of where we're at. Well, I guess it's not kind of where, it's exactly where we're at. And as I said yesterday, the short answer is no. The meta observations, you know, again, I've never heard Dallas or seen Dallas Jenkins concerning The Chosen. I've never seen him, or otherwise for that matter, begin interviews, responses, etc., with prayer. In fact, he wasn't sure if the story of Saul being confronted by Jesus himself, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He wasn't sure if it was in the book of Acts. I think it's in the book of Acts. That's pretty interesting. That's an eyebrow raiser. I've never heard or seen Dallas Jenkins cite a single passage of scripture, particularly in response or rebuttal to allegations. One would think this would be a sine qua non, a prerequisite, especially in prepared remarks. You know, when he does this little prepared remarks, you would think that, you know, after prayerfully considering, here are some of the verses that came to mind, or those kinds of things. I mean, I would fully expect something like that. And again, speaking of meta observations, the question arises, who is honored and glorified in the efforts of The Chosen television series? You know, this is not an attempt to smear anybody, or it's not a hit piece. It's not an attempt to attack or anything like that. I'm not jealous or any of those kinds of things. This is an attempt to set the record straight and clear the air, because there are many folks who have bought into the deception that The Chosen is biblical and that it's a good thing, and it is not. And so I think the ultimate litmus test is, again, who is honored and glorified in the efforts of The Chosen television series? What little I've heard, I never hear glory to God. You know, Jenkins, Rumi, Potter, et al., even the ladies, you know, all I see and hear is Hollywood and celebrity. And I assure you, God is not in that. I don't hear that people are, you know, at best, all I've seen and heard is that to correct the error, folks are opening their Bibles, and that is not an appropriate response for a thing that is glorifying to God. So hopefully that makes sense. I have not seen where people are more humble, reverent, devout. It's just an enabling device, and the perspective is wrong. We've gotten subject and object confused in this society, and the creature is worshiping the creation at this point. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
First hour, dealing with the question, is The Chosen biblical? Short answer, no. Let's dive into the law thing. So we played the clip a couple of segments ago for in the opening segment of today's broadcast, the trailer for season 3, and around the minute 30-second mark, you hear Jonathan Rumi playing Jesus saying, I am the law of Moses, which Jesus would never say. I said I'd prove it yesterday. I didn't get around to it. I will do that right now. So let's start in Romans. You know, he may have said something like, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am, because he did say that, John 8:58. But why would he never say, I am the law of Moses? Who never say, I am the law? Why? Because that is a literal error. That is a fallacious statement. Jesus is superior to the law. So Romans, let's see. Romans chapter 6, for starters, 6:15. But the free gift is not like the transgression. Well, let me back up a smidge. Verse 12. Therefore, so Romans 5:12, I apologize, not 6. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for unto the law sin was in the world, until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned, in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression resulting in condemnation, but on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, capital O, the many will be made righteous. The law came in, yeah. What was the law came in so that the transgression would increase, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a juxtaposition here. So skipping ahead, Romans 7, actually backing up just a bit, Romans 6, :20 and continuing. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, see, you're either a slave to sin or a slave to Christ. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Or do you not, this is Romans 7:1 now, or do you not know, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives. But what happens when one is saved by faith through grace, or by grace through faith, you die to the law. You're dead to the law. That's the whole point of this passage right here. For the married woman is bound by law to her husband while he is living, But if her husband dies, she is released from the law concerning the husband. So then if while her husband is living, she is joined to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. You know, there was the question, the seven brothers question. What if a woman marries one brother and he dies and she marries another? Who's she going to be married to in heaven? He's like, guys, you don't understand. You know not whereof you speak. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. So is he dying to himself? I mean, how does that work? It's a contradiction. It's a logical fallacy. So there's that example. Galatians chapter 3, I mentioned yesterday, is a better illustration. Maybe before Galatians 3, though, you know, we start with Galatians 2, because, you know, there's a legalistic impulse. I have spoken about it recently. One of the most amazing things about the Gospels is the faith of Jesus Christ. I've talked recently about the so-called kenosis controversy. You know, this idea, what the scholars call the self-humiliating or self-emptying of Christ, that we read about in Philippians chapter 2, you know, and they seem to miss the rest of the chapter somehow. You know, having this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. But then those folks, the scholars and academics who get caught up in this kenosis, look, see, there was parody, and you kind of see that portrayed in The Chosen. And I could imagine that there are some folks who are caught up in this kenosis stuff who are consulting, quote-unquote, Judaizers, I would call them. There's parody. Look, he became a man, yes. But he was still fully God. And then you continue reading, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, borrowing from Isaiah 45, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then you continue on, as I mentioned recently when I talked about the kenosis stuff. The scholars seem to miss the rest when they're talking about the kenosis so-called controversy. So those who become his disciples that are freed because As he said in John 8, if you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And as he goes on to say later, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We humble ourselves to that the same way he did, to that extent, knowing that, as we read in James, humble yourself and he will exalt you. In his good time, by his good purpose, knowing that, like he says, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you a future and a hope. And as he says in places like Revelation or Romans 8:28, God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him, for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. In Revelation 21:5, behold, Jesus speaking, perfect tense in the Greek, behold, I make all things new, continually making all things new by his nature. That's what he does. So, you know, we're supposed to avoid even the appearance of evil. You know, speaking of that, just since, you know, I mentioned Philippians 2, continuing verse 12, so then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. People constantly attack Rick Warren's purpose-driven nonsense. You know, what is your purpose? Your purpose is to glorify God. In simple terms, we were created to do that. If there is a supreme overarching purpose. Continuing verse 13, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work his for his good pleasure, do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, Paul says, I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. Galatians chapter 2, we read about the Judaizers. So, Paul says he's giving the sort of background of his ministry, if you will. And so from chapter 1 into chapter 2, that sort of continues. He says, then, after an interval of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. It was because of a revelation that I went up, and I submitted to them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but I did so in private to those who were of reputation, for fear that I might be running or had run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me, though he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. Didn't feel it necessary to observe these traditions. What ultimately is commandments of men? They'll say, yeah, but the scripture justifies it. The Tanakh, the Torah specifically, you know, the law. But it was because of the false brethren secretly brought in, who had sneaked in to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, in order to bring us into bondage. But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you. In fact, Paul says, he confronted Cephas to his face. You know, he challenged Peter on this directly. What are you doing submitting yourself under these, Jewish traditions? You're dead to the law, brother. We'll get to that, Galatians 3, next. Stick around, we'll be right back.
In lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Rejoice, rejoice.
shall come to thee, O Israel.
Welcome back.
Oh, come thou deep.
All right, so to finish this thought on Galatians 2 before we dive into Galatians 3 as a rebuttal to the lie that Jesus would ever say, I am the law of Moses. He would not. He's superior to the law. There's a juxtaposition that you read throughout the New Testament. The law has a specific purpose, you read in Galatians 3. But continuing in Galatians 2, from verse 11. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. Why? For prior to the coming of certain men from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to withdraw and hold himself aloof, fearing the party of the circumcision. The rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in the presence of all, if you, being a Jew, like the Gentiles, live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like the Jews? We are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law no flesh will be justified. Jesus said himself, he did not come to abolish but to fulfill the law. So was it his, you know, he lived a sinless life, but was it a picture of legalism or was it a picture of faith? Was it a picture of legalism or a picture of 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.